You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Today is the completion of that ministry season or ministry tour. And I give glory to God for this incredible opportunity to come to this beautiful city and also to meet lots of incredible people and do work with our global worker, Pastor Martha, and also with our newly discovered evangelist, Deborah, who is going to be unleashed throughout the Middle East to do work with the Afan Oromo speaking community, starting from Dubai to the entire borders of the Gulf countries. And I'm also grateful for the visit that we've been receiving from different leaders from different parts of the world. Dr. G from South Africa, and also Pastor David and Angela from the Sun Network, who are now doing ministry and mission work in the great country of Ukraine. And the Acting General Secretary of the North American Lutheran Church, Pastor Mark Brayton, and also Dr. Kristen Phillips, who is the leader of the pastor of a great church in Jacksonville, Florida. Big thank you to all of you for your partnership and participation in this ministry tour. And I did not forget to say Happy Father's Day to all fathers around the world, and a special Father's Day to my own father, Abba, who is now living in Denver, Colorado, for his incredible love and care and nurture that he has given me through the years, and for all the wisdom and guidance and advice and fatherly love that I have received from my father. And he has shown me love for scripture and a discipleship to follow Jesus Christ, a love for the church, and a great deal of respect for the tradition and for the history of the church and love of nation and country. So I would like to say a big thank you to my father. And happy Father's Day to all of you. And I would like to say thank you to my three kids and my beautiful wife in Peachtree City, Georgia, who have been sending me Happy Father's Day message throughout the day today while I'm here in the Middle East on the mission field. And a big thank you to all my students, over 82 students, who came and gave me a big Father's Day celebration this evening with an incredibly beautifully well-done cake in the Middle East, and their love and their laughter and their prayer and their singing, their blessings, their encouragement was wonderful. It enriched my life. It educated me and informed me the extension of fatherhood, which goes beyond our biological kids to our spiritual sons and daughters. So I'd like to say thank you to all of my students and disciples here in the Middle East. It was a very fruitful, very opportune, very timely trip to the Middle East. And we've been blessed with an incredible open door as we've been doing mission and ministry with our global worker, Pastor Martha, and now our newly discovered, fiery, powerful evangelist, who is an evangelist to the Afan Oromo speaking community. And at the same time, I would like to say a big thank you to Dr. G, who traveled all the way from South Africa to be with us, who is now being commissioned to lead the work in South Africa, in South Sudan, in Rwanda, Botswana, and Kenya. And God is opening incredible doors for us. Why are we doing all this? The answer, you will find it in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful. The harvest is plentiful. The city is full of millions and millions of people, but the workers are few. So that is the most unanswered question and quest of Jesus Christ for the last 2,000 years. And we wrestle with that question. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. That's why in the last 2 years and a half, with the help of our partners and supporters through LeadStar International Ministry, we have trained over 140 new leaders for this part of the world, now in 18 different countries, in which we're going to continue. Our goal is for 1,000 new students in sub-Saharan Africa and in the entire Middle East. Please keep us in your prayer as we engage this mission field and this ministry opportunity. And at this time, I'm here just to give thanks to God and to all of you for your prayers, for your support, for your encouragement, and for facilitating this. A big thank you to the Executive Council of the North American Lutheran Church, to our Bishop Dan Selbo, to all partners and supporters of this work and this endeavor that we're doing in this part of the world, here in North Africa. And a special thank you to my dear friend, Gary Deskins in Texas. And to all of you who are just praying for us and standing with us and supporting us in different ways. This is a season of harvest for us, for our colleges, for our schools. This is a season and a moment of registration and summer camp and all kinds of good work that the Lord is doing. And we continue to pray and stand in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Tonight, we are also upholding the country of Ethiopia as people are going to vote tomorrow. This country has been going through so much turmoil, so much pain, so much division, so much bloodshed, so much poverty. And now we pray, may this season be a season of healing, unity, where people would come together to solve problems and advance this generation in this country forward. A lot of prayer is needed, for the spirit of darkness is working incredibly powerfully to get bloodshed and division and to cause all kinds of havoc and create so much chaos. And may God bring peace, justice, freedom, equality, unity into this land as people go to vote tomorrow. And we also uphold our beautiful country of the United States for healing and for doors to open throughout Europe and for this part of the world in GCC. 3 weeks of ministry, 3 weeks of work, 3 weeks of traveling, 3 weeks of meetings, 3 weeks of prayer and teaching and preaching is now over. Tonight, we have celebrated the completion of this tour. Tomorrow, we're going to start our vacation and sabbatical. And I'm also so grateful for our Executive Council for granting me this season of sabbatical so that I can spend some time with family. Keep us in your prayer as we continue to engage this opportune time of resting, relaxing, and enjoying a family time with my precious kids. And happy Father's Day to all of you. And happy Family Day to all the kids and mothers around the world. And I would also like to say, let's keep our country of Ethiopia in prayer. Let's continue to uphold Pastor Marta, Evangelist Deborah, Dr. G, Dr. B, Brani in South Africa, and for all the work that the Lord has opened around the world for us to do this incredible ministry. God willing, another graduation is coming in November, in the country of Saudi Arabia. Can you believe that? In the country of Saudi Arabia. God is good. And we are seeing an incredible miracle in this mission and ministry. My dear friends, my heart is so full. Please know that God answers prayers. When I went to seminary for the first time, God placed on my heart to pray for the Middle East and for the Far East, all the way from Afghanistan and Pakistan, throughout the GCC or the Gulf countries, and especially here in the Middle East. And where am I now? Standing in the Middle East, in the city of Dubai. God is so good. He answers prayers. He hears our plea for nations, for people. I have seen goodness in this land, hospitality, openness. Only 10% of the people who are living in this country are the citizens. 90% are people coming from all over the world, getting their blessing, getting their riches, and getting their success and victory in life. Hospitality. 90% of the people living in this land are from around the world. A friend of mine was telling me 500,000 people are from the United Kingdom or from England. So many people from the United States. The biggest majority is from India, from Philippines, from Bangladesh, from Ethiopia, from Nigeria. People coming here and dwelling here and succeeding here and prospering here. Hospitality and openness. That's the kind of missional hospitality the Lord speaks to us. Bringing people, engaging people, and dwelling. Over 10 million people live in this small country, in the middle of a desert, in the United Arab Emirates. The harvest is plentiful. There is one church in Abu Dhabi that serves in over 72 languages. Every weekend, it's like a revolving door, one language after the other, one community after the other, one church after the other. The same in Dubai, the same in Sharjah, the same in Al Ain, the same in Ras Al Khaimah. In all these lands, incredible, incredible. Let's continue to uphold this land in our prayer. And God is raising up evangelists like Evangelist Deborah. Now Evangelist Deborah is going to be unleashed into the Middle East throughout the Gulf countries so that she can proclaim the gospel to the Afan Oromo speaking community. We just discovered her. She's going to go through education in the Leadstar Theological College. She's going to be equipped and she's going to be commissioned so that she can go and touch lives and plant churches and raise up disciples. She's on fire for the gospel. The same is true in South Sudan, in Kenya, in Uganda, in Rwanda, in Botswana, in South Africa. My dear brothers and sisters, the Lord has shown us what it means to be staying behind closed doors under lockdown. And now when the Lord opens doors, we have to grab every opportunity, every minute, every dime, every ounce of energy, every breath, every day that we have should be dedicated and devoted for the mission and ministry of the gospel, for the equality and justice, for love and for unity and for healing of the people. And the source of true healing is nothing but the gospel of Jesus Christ. Political healing, economic healing, psychological healing, emotional healing, relational healing, name it. Everything comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ. My dearly brothers, beloved brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for your encouragement and for your support and for your prayers. Now, one ministry tour is coming to an end, and a great opportunity of a sabbatical is opening. I will see most of my friends in Corpus Christi, Texas in August, but others in different parts of the world. Please continue to keep us in your prayer. In August, I will also be visiting the Twin Cities, Lakeville, Minnesota, Hosanna. I'll be coming in August, and the ministry continues on and on and on. Our God is so good. The Holy Spirit continues to prevail. The gospel continues to bless around the world. And God is so good. And God is so faithful. And God answers our prayers. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you richly. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Bye-bye from the great city of Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Until I see you next time, please continue to keep us in your prayer as we continue to keep you in our prayer. May the Lord's blessing be upon you. And once again, happy Father's Day to all of you. And happy Family Day to all mothers and children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.